Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on 103.1 The Ticket. Beautiful Saturday morning, mid-Michigan, beautiful morning. You know the corn's getting tall, Jake.
It is.
You know what's selling as good as corn on the cob?
No.
AR-15s.
Oh.
So we're going to talk about that this segment. But first, this segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises. Jeremy at Reliable is a dear friend, been in business a long time. He's a licensed builder, licensed insured, does everything right. Does concrete work, flat work, wonderful job on barns, additions, subtractions to homes. You might want to tear walls out and make new additions. So whatever you need to do to your house, he can do it. He's a very good licensed builder. I've relied on him for numerous times for big projects, small projects, good referrals. You can do that too. 810-429-6957. Get a hold of Jeremy, tell him you heard about him on the Gunsmith Show, and he'll be glad to help you out.
There you go.
And you can link to him again just on our website, thegss.com.
Perfect.
How do people get a hold of us, Jake?
Yeah, a couple ways to get a hold of us here at the show. One, our website, like you just said, thegss.com, that stands for the Gunsmith Show. So if you Google search the Gunsmith Show, you're going to pull up a couple options. One, our website. Two, our Facebook page, the Gunsmith Show on there.
Yep.
If you're feeling really lucky, which we're about ready to update some of the stuff on this, it's our YouTube channel,
yeah,
The Gunsmith Show on there. And you can always send us an email at shooter@thegss.com.
Right. So, like I said, talking about selling like fresh corn on the cob, and it's almost that season, you know, where we're going to start getting some local.
They don't give it away like it's zucchini.
No.
But they sell it like it's corn on the cob.
Well, we're not talking about vegetables here. We're talking about AR-15s. There's hundreds of models of AR-15s on the market right now.
And just hundreds of brands.
And prices. Prices varying from, I've seen ARs as low as $399.95.
Yeah. Yep.
All the way up to $39.95, like $3,995. So you can really spend a ton of money on an AR. But what I'm seeing across the internet real hard right now and in stores, people are kind of going back to basics. Because your average Joe doesn't need 1,000 operator points on one AR-15. So what we're seeing is companies like Ruger coming out with their Harrier, which is a bare bones.
They bought, you know, Ruger bought Anderson.
Yes,
Ruger Anderson had arms. The SR-556s years ago.
Yeah.
The piston operator, they were very expensive, but they were very nice. Well, Ruger has bought Anderson over the past, I think, a year or two now?
Yeah, been somewhere about a year and a half. Yep.
And now they've come out with a Harrier and two options, just different finishes. You know, those have been fairly popular. If you find one, they're MSRP in less than $600 for a stocked, ready-to-go AR.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other brands out there, too, in that same price point.
The one we looked at the other day was Diamondback.
Diamondback, yep.
And
yep.
The fit and finish was good on it. And that's what we look at.
Cocoa, Florida.
Yeah.
There's, you know, a lot of stuff going down still in that space coast of Florida for firearms.
Yep.
Diamondback is coming from Cocoa.
It's all military people down there. That's why. Everybody, former military people, they retire there. They stay there because who doesn't want to stay in Florida?
Right.
And you stay there and you end up working in the gun business, which is perfect.
Well, yeah.
When I went to Florida, I went into the gun business. You know, same thing. So, but the Diamondback impressed me, you know, I thought that was a nice gun. That Ruger Harrier impresses me, but Anderson, bare bones Anderson, which is now owned by Ruger.
But yeah, well, people that own Anderson now came out with one horse.
Yeah. They got their new line.
You know, even High Point makes in ARs. Let's not forget High Point Firearms in Ohio makes their own ARs now. They don't look like a High Point handgun,
well,
but they look like a normal... You know, M-Lock M4.
Did I send you that spoof the other day where the guy says we're gonna use this
high point
to hit a target and you're gonna watch how it happens. He threw a clay pigeon and he threw the high point across the air to hit the clay pigeon and broke. I laughed. I laughed out loud on that one. It was pretty funny, which is sad because they're good guns.
They're
just big heavy guns. But so is a Desert Eagle.
A gun is better than no gun. So exactly. If all you can afford is a $199 high point,
then it's
it can save your life.
It
so we shouldn't
could.
Judge you for it.
Exactly. And I'm
it
not
could be worse.
I
you could buy one of those what were those? Our RGs revolvers. Remember those?
Man, yeah. Or you got to pull the pin to pull the revolver out.
The little Jennings 380s. Yeah. That, you know, the magazines are worth more than the guns.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of companies making these ARs. Like you said, Diamondback, not bad for the price. Nope. Again, you're out the door somewhere around, you know, less than $550 for a Diamondback.
Here in Michigan, we
comes with two Magpul Mags.
I mean, in Michigan, we've got a lot of AR manufacturers right here close to us. Great Lakes ARs are pretty nice. Kind of a mixed bag. You're getting naysayers saying, yeah, they're junk, blah, blah, blah. I don't believe
but
that.
You're going to get that with everybody. Like I just said, it's that competition. About M&Ps.
Yeah.
And people swear by police forces swear by M&Ps.
Yep.
So and people say that. A lot of
my friends do too. And they always go, why is Jake so hard on M&Ps? I say, I can't tell you.
Personal experience.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, when you've had guns fail you, why would I trust my life to that firearm?
Right, right.
So
that's why we stick with Glocks so much, because they always rock. You know what I mean?
I've never
had a failure with a Glock, other than an occasional stovepipe or something. That's usually me. The guns run too dirty, and, you know, and so you got to do something about it. You got to clean your gun.
Now, another one is radial firearms. Usually you're seeing those, honestly, those are the ones I've seen for $399.
The Radical.
Radicals yeah, are very inexpensive, but they're missing some of those fit finishes. If you look closely, sharper edges.
It's almost like you want to take the belt sander to it, smooth it down, and then repaint it. You know what I mean?
It's like the beginner at the art fair.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice wood bench. I see you don't have a belt sander. So,
or a router,
yeah. Or but, you've countersunk any screw,
or so, just paying attention to the fit and finish when it's all put together.
Yeah,
align it better, make it look better. You know, if the fore end doesn't match up with the if the Picatinny rail takes a jog to the right, this ain't a railroad track going down a bumpy mountainside. It's the top of an AR-15. It should be perfectly smooth and it should be machined fit perfect.
Yep.
And
still, you know,
not to say Radical's done that, but some.
Some of these ARs, more inexpensive ARs have that scenario.
And the price point. So you might have to learn how to work on them a little bit to get them smoothed out. Now, I've had problems with DPMSs in the past. We've had problems with brand new
Bushmasters
right off the bat. Broke the day we got them. So we have had lots of issues with ARs. I've had other issues, or I've had other ARs that have never let me down. You know, like my Bushmaster V-Match.
Yep.
That is one of the finest ARs I've ever fired, you know, and it's just stupid accurate. Now, I've had people say bad things about Bear Creek.
Yeah.
And Bear Creek, I've never had a failure with Bear Creek. One of my friends never cleaned it when he bought it, and he took 7.62 by 39s out in an upper and tried to fire it, and it jammed. The shell jammed in the chamber. It was still full of grease. He never cleaned it.
Yep.
And that enameled shell just stuck in that chamber, and I had to beat it out of there. So that kind of stuff happens, but you have to do your due diligence. It's not like buying a car and you start up the motor and you run it to the racetrack. You got to check the bore. You got to clean your, you know, chamber. You got to make sure that the gun is properly oiled. You got to do a little bit of homework.
Well, and another really bigger brand coming on strong now is Palmetto State Armory.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a tremendous amount of ARs options.
Yeah.
You go, and here's the funny thing. You go to their website, you pay for it, you ship it to an FFL, you pick it up at the FFL and you do all the paperwork and take it home.
Yeah.
Makes it very easy to find a good firearm, a good AR at pretty good prices. So that's always an option there.
Yep.
There's tremendous amount of colors and calibers and barrel lengths and options, things like that.
Yeah.
And they have a really great website to shop from all that at. I'm just trying to think of a couple others here. You know, yes, even the M&Ps from Smith & Wesson ARs are out there.
Well, you know, the beautiful thing about companies like Bear Creek is you might already have an AR.
Yeah.
You might have one that's 25 years old, and you can buy uppers and change your gun. So you can take a 223 and say you want to go to 400 Legend. You buy a 400 Legend upper. You switch it. Voila. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Or go to a 22 Arc. Or go to a 6.5 Grendel. Basically, you only need one lower. You just keep switching uppers.
Correct.
I don't know why I got so many ARs, but I do because I like them, you know, and I don't want to have to switch them, but I've got different triggers for different guns, you know?
Yep.
So once you get into that, you start modifying these guns, it's a passion. You know, I had a little old lady ask me the other day, she says, I just don't know why you'd like guns. I said, well, I don't know why you wouldn't like them. We wouldn't be here without them. Because there's no way your family lines with that kind of an attitude would have made it this far had somebody with a gun not been there to protect them. So, you know, so that's the way I look at it. Guns are a passion, and they are something that you need to do to be a good American. And hopefully we don't have to find that out in the hard way. So now, to sum it up, there are so many choices for under $800 for decent ARs. And always remember, like what Jake said earlier, a gun in a hand is a lot better than no gun at all. And there are those that tell me that, you know, my buddies that are operators, one is none. Always have two guns, because if one fails, you got a second one, you know? So that's something to consider. How are we doing time-wise?
Oh, we're fine.
All right.
We got another minute.
All right. So if you've got ideas, a good way to do this is to go to the store, go to Williams, where you can see 40 or 50 different ARs, you know, because you can easily see that many right at the tactical counter. Then they have the clearance area as well.
You know, really quickly, going back to your comment, one is none. I really hate hearing that.
Yeah.
Because it's such a boisterous way to throw around to people that can only afford one gun. Who are we to ever cut somebody down that can ever afford only one? If all you can get is one gun to protect you and your family, who are you as a wannabe operator to cut them down for protecting themselves?
I'm just, all I do is, you don't have to get harsh about it.
Oh, no, I'm saying, when I hear people say that, I'm like, you should be proud and happy they finally bought a gun, they're using it and learning it. Even if it is a high point or a hand-me-down something that, you know, has rust on it. Be happy and protect them in this sport and allow them to grow and learn in it.
Help them to evolve into a little bit of a gun culture.
Yes, so don't that, cut them down.
So that the whole family is aware of what their surroundings are, you know, have that situational awareness.
Right.
And practice, because exactly. That's how you get better.
Yep.
All right, well, we got to get off, and we got into a tangent there. So we're going to give you some good choices now on the next segment from Williams Gun Sight. On some really good guns that are in their used department. So we'll be back with more of the Gunsmith Show in just a couple minutes. So hang on tight.